This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. If you're a Bible study teacher, if you're a pastor, if you're a lectionary reader, or if you just like to read the Bible and know how to say the words that you see there, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide can be a great help for you, because with it you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to book.lifespringmedia.com for all the details. And at the end of today's show, I'll tell you how you can get the PDF version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for free. So stick around after the commentary. Welcome to episode 499 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate the tracks and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we complete the book of Romans with the reading of chapters 15 and 16 from the New Century Version. Let's get started. Romans chapter 15. We who are strong in faith should help the weak with their weaknesses and not please only ourselves. Let each of us please our neighbors for their good, to help them be stronger in faith. Even Christ did not live to please himself. It was as the scripture said, "When people insult you, it hurts me." Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. The Scriptures give us patience and encouragement so that we can have hope. May the patience and encouragement that come from God allow you to live in harmony with each other the way Christ Jesus wants. Then you will all be joined together, and you will give glory to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other, which will bring glory to God. I tell you that Christ became a servant of the Jews to show that God's promises to the Jewish ancestors are true. And he also did this so that those who are not Jews could give glory to God for the mercy he gives to them. It is written in the Scriptures, "So I will praise you among the non-Jewish people. I will sing praises to your name." The Scripture also says, "Be happy, you who are not Jews, together with his people." Again, the Scripture says, "All you who are not Jews, praise the Lord. All you people, sing praises to him." And Isaiah says, "A new king will come to the family of Jesse. He will come to rule over the non-Jewish people, and they will have hope because of him." I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in him. Then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, I'm sure that you are full of goodness. I know that you have all the knowledge you need and that you are able to teach each other. But I have written to you very openly about some things I wanted you to remember. I did this because God gave me this special gift, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to those who are not Jews. I served God by teaching his good news so that the non-Jewish people could be an offering that God would accept, an offering made holy by the Holy Spirit. So I am proud of what I have done for God in Christ Jesus. I will not talk about anything except what Christ has done through me in leading those who are not Jews to obey God. They have obeyed God because of what I have said and done, because of the power of miracles and the great things they saw, and because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I preached the good news from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, and so I have finished that part of my work. I always want to preach the good news in places where people have never heard of Christ, because I do not want to build on the work someone else has already started. But it is written in the Scriptures, "Those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard about him will understand." This is the reason I was stopped many times from coming to you. Now I have finished my work here. Since for many years I have wanted to come to you, I hope to visit you on my way to Spain. After I enjoy being with you for a while, I hope you can help me on my trip. Now I am going to Jerusalem to help God's people. The believers in Macedonia and southern Greece were happy to give their money to help the poor among God's people at Jerusalem. They were happy to do this, and really they owe it to them. Those who are not Jews have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, so they should use their material possessions to help the Jews. After I am sure the poor in Jerusalem get the money that has been given for them, I will leave for Spain and stop and visit you. I know that when I come to you, I will bring Christ's full blessing. Brothers and sisters, I beg you to help me in my work by praying to God for me. Do this because of our Lord Jesus and the love that the Holy Spirit gives us. Pray that I will be saved from the non-believers in Judea, and that this trip I bring to Jerusalem will please God's people there. Then, if God wants me to, I will come to you with joy, and together you and I will have a time of rest. The God who gives peace be with you all. Amen. Romans chapter 16. I recommend to you our sister Phoebe, who was a helper in the church of Cenchrea. I ask you to accept her in the Lord in the way God's people should. Help her with anything she needs, because she has helped me and many other people also. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, who work together with me in Christ Jesus and who has risked their own lives to save my life. I'm thankful to them, and all the non-Jewish churches are thankful as well. Also, greet for me the church that meets at their house. Greetings to my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first person in Asia to follow Christ. Greetings to Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greetings to Andronicus and Junia, my relatives who were in prison with me. They are very important apostles. They were believers in Christ Jesus before I was. Greetings to Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greetings to Urbanus, a worker together with me for Christ. And greetings to my dear friend Stachys. Greetings to Apelles, who was tested and proved that he truly loves Christ. Greetings to all those who are in the family of Aristobulus. Greetings to Herodian, my fellow citizen. Greetings to all those in the family of Narcissus who belong to the Lord. Greetings to Tryphena and Tryphosa, women who work very hard for the Lord. Greetings to my dear friend Persis, who also has worked very hard for the Lord. Greetings to Rufus, who is a special person in the Lord, and to his mother, who has been like a mother to me also. Greetings to Asyncratus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and all the brothers and sisters who are with them. Greetings to Philologus and Julius, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and to all God's people with them. Greet each other with a holy kiss. All of Christ's churches send greetings to you. Brothers and sisters, I ask you to look out for those who cause people to be against each other and who upset other people's faith. They are against the true teaching you learned, so stay away from them. Such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but are only doing what pleases themselves. They use fancy talk and fine words to fool the minds of those who do not know about evil. All the believers have heard that you obey, so I am very happy because of you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. The God who brings peace will soon defeat Satan and give you power over him. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, a worker together with me, sends greetings, as well as Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my relatives. I am Tertius, and I am writing this letter from Paul. I send greetings to you in the Lord. Gaius is letting me and the whole church here use his home. He also sends greetings to you, as do Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with all of you. Amen. Glory to God who can make you strong in faith by the good news that I tell people and by the message about Jesus Christ. The message about Christ is the secret that was hidden for long ages past but is now made known. It has been made clear through the writings of the prophets. And by the command of the eternal God, it is made known to all nations that they might believe and obey. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Verse 4 of chapter 15 seems to be especially fitting for us today as we look at the mess our world is in. Paul wrote in that verse, "Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. The Scriptures give us patience and encouragement so that we can have hope." Friends, you know, I don't listen much to the news. I don't really trust what the media feeds us, but I do try to keep informed in other ways. And my, oh my, but things really do seem to be falling apart, don't they? Corruption in government at the highest levels, immorality lifted up as if it were righteousness. The fastest growing religion is Islam, which is truly a religion birthed in the mind of Satan. And yes, that is what I said, and I stand by that statement. If we didn't have the scriptures, it would be hard to get out of bed in the morning. But God, in His love for us, told us that when we see these sorts of things going on, we should look up because the return of Jesus is near. His soon coming is something that should put a spring in our step and a twinkle in our eye, friends. We will not long have to wrestle with a world gone haywire. We'll soon be in His presence, and those who have striven to do His will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Yes, beloved, look up. Your redemption is nigh. Your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. Did you miss me yesterday? All the family was here at the house on Independence Day. We had over 20 adults and four or five little kids running around. And when it was time for me to steal away to produce yesterday's episode, the lovely Lady Leanne sweetly yet firmly asked me to stay with the family. Well, since she had taken a vacation day from work to be able to be with us, and since my son Stephen was with us and he's rarely able to take a holiday off, and because I'm a firm believer that when Mama's happy, the family is happy, and vice versa, I had to skip yesterday's show. But to be honest, she didn't really have to twist my arm very hard. The older I get, the more family time means to me. Before the show started today, I told you that I would let you know how you can get a free PDF version of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. That's a $19.95 value. Well, here's how that happens. The printed version of my book is now live on Amazon. Just go to book.lifespringmedia.com and click on the Buy Now link. Then click on the Amazon link and complete your purchase. Once you get your receipt from Amazon, email me a copy of the receipt and then I'll send you a link for you to download the PDF version of the book for free. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. And as an added special bonus, after you have the book, if you write an honest review for the book on Amazon and send me a link to your review, I'll send a link for you to download my recording of the entire New Testament for free, just as a way of saying thanks. How can you pass that up? Thanks for being here today. I'm glad you took the time. And thanks to my friendly editor and others who help support the show with the Value for Value model. If you'd like to find out how you can help support the show, just go to support.lifespringmedia.com and see how all that happens. Tomorrow we'll be in Isaiah again. Will I see you? I sure hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.